Hello and welcome to the ZTKFG.com podcast. I was prompted to make this podcast or to do posts in audio format because of a video, or not a video, a podcast that I saw from Mark Passio called What on Earth is Happening? And he has 240 episodes published. The first are in audio. I'm not sure if there was a video to begin with. However, on his site, on the archives, there's only audio clips. And the recent ones he has have a video component as well. And I came across Mark Passio's work a long time ago, and I wish that I had heeded his advice and had gotten in with his program earlier, because I think that there's very few people in the world who understand what on earth is happening, and he is one of those few people. And not only that, but he also speaks about it and has a very good way to inform other people. So part of his message is that each of us have to be messengers of the truth. And I feel that in no way I've relayed his message, which is a very good message, and I also feel that it is my duty to do so. So that's the reason I'm recording this. And I'm also doing it through, you know, I could continue writing on my blog, which I will. However, partly due to my current injury, which has recovered a lot, it's some form of carpal tunnel syndrome, RSI, it makes it difficult to type, and it's very easy to just stop. So that's one reason that I've chosen to go with the podcast format or the audio format. But the other is because there's an emotional component involved in what's going on. And to really reach the right side of the brain or the emotion aspect, I don't know, you know, it takes a lot of talent to be able to do that as a writer. And I hope to get there at some point, but I know that there's a ways to go with that. And I can use the inflection of my voice to portray the importance of this message, of what's going on. And that's, again, just something that's difficult to do in writing. So when you're receiving this message, it's not going to be as information-packed as receiving messages through the writing medium, and that is the best medium, text, especially when you want to absorb lots of information. But for a message that is going to activate you so that you do something, the voice, the human voice, is extremely powerful. And what, so I've been talking about this message, and I haven't said what it is, but the, you know, what I'm going to say is pretty much a phrasing of my own words of What on Earth is Happening, Mark Passio's website, Mark Passio's podcast. So you could go right to him, and that's fine. I would recommend that, because he has taken great steps to organize his thoughts and present them in a coherent manner in a step-by-step series. There's a lot, you know, if you listen to his podcast, I will say that it is a little bit slow paced, in my opinion. Not too slow paced. I mean, he gets right to the point and it's pretty clear about it. However, you will have to go through a lot of, for example, all the intros. You know, he talks for 20 minutes about different events going on, and that information may not be as relevant to you. Although listening to, you know, in the beginning of his podcast, he'll say an event announcement from Philadelphia, where he is from and probably where he's still living, So he'll talk about these event announcements for 20 minutes, and he'll have guests on his show talking. So there's a lot of fluff going on, and I don't want to say that I'm going to be more terse than him, because, well, maybe I will. That's what I'll try and do. I'll try and succinct his message into a few words, but his longer form podcast is definitely worth listening to, because when you listen to him talk about event announcements, it really gets you interested in potentially hosting events yourself or becoming active in events that other people are hosting. But without further ado, let's get to the main message. And given that I'm from the United States, North America, however you want to call it, I'm from New York City specifically, this message is definitely more oriented towards people from there, but it really applies to anyone in the whole world. And one way to succinctly describe the problem, one of the biggest problems in the world right now, is that the United States government does not exist. It is a hallucination. I'll repeat that. The United States government does not exist. It is a hallucination. Now, you might think to yourself, well, yeah, but there's, you know, you see all the, to some people, they're going to understand what that means right away. And to others, they're going to laugh and be like, what, you're crazy. You know, you see on TV all the politics. I mean, you know, for some people, their whole world is the United States government. You know, everything, like all the conversations they have at work, etc., are about the upcoming elections or about some politician, da 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 da. But it's not something, the United States government is not something that exists in nature in any way, shape, or form. And the hallucination that it does causes serious, serious damage everywhere on Earth. It pretty much kills the spirit of every single person. There's so few people whose life spirit is active. And it's just not possible to be an active life spirit when you're under such a strong hallucination. And this hallucination causes lots of problems, but the major one that I'm going to go through on this podcast today is the widespread, pretty much unanimous acceptance of thievery, of stealing, of theft. That is one of the big manifestations or the big symptoms of the hallucination of the United States government. People imagine that there is this governing body that has the right to do whatever, pretty much, you know, literally anything, should the law process ordain it so. But really what's happening is that there's just thieves amongst a group of people. If you looked at the situation from a disconnected kind of view as an alien life, well, you could just do an example of imagining a, you know, what's going on in another species. Like, let's say you just imagine there are birds, or you're looking at you know, you're like Darwin on an island looking at birds and their behavior. And if you watched what would be the human species behavior in the birds, you'd see about 20% of the birds going around picking up berries, picking food, and bringing them to the nests. And then you'd see about 80% of the other birds just going to the nests of those 20% and removing the food that they had gathered and sustaining themselves this way. And they wouldn't take all the food, because if they take all the food, then the birds that harvested it through work of, you know, picking it off the trees or whatever, doing a more complicated process to obtain the food, then the 80% of the birds that are the thieves would kill off the birds that are doing the hard work for them. So they wouldn't do that. And this is the situation of the world today. Now, to know whether you are the bird that is, you know, or part of the group of birds that is stealing, you pretty much, you know, honestly, it's not that easy to know, because there's lots of different people doing sorts of work, and it's hard to see what side of this you're on. I would say that pretty much if you're in any bureaucratic job that doesn't turn a profit, you are part of the thieving birds. If you work for a big tech company, which is kind of what my background, I mean, I work there a little bit during the summers between my years at university at different big tech companies. And so I would say pretty much every single person in those companies are part of the thieving birds, because they usually raise a bunch of money through some VC funding or some other bullshit scam process. I mean, the scam is just a very complicated mechanism, but it's not complicated. They really just print money for themselves and then give it to their friends, and then it disperses. And because they need to have some sort of justification method for hiring certain people over other people, they do, you know, in the tech world at least, what they'll do is they'll do this technical interview where you have to pass a test of some basic aptitude, knowing your computer, you know, doing some math problems basically, or some computer science problems. Computer science is also a bullshit term. I mean, you know, it's so self-defensive, because the people in the computer science degrees, they, you know, first of all, the degree is called computer science. So why is it called computer science? It's because they know that it's all bullshit. So they literally get defensive with the name, calling it computer science. I mean, imagine another degree that had to state that it was science, like biology science or physics science. It's self-implied that it should be science, or the scientific method should be used as a form of discovery. But we have to make it explicit in the computer science world. So anyways, back to the original point. Yeah, there's this whole scam system in the CS world. And there's this whole ritual of doing this hiring process where you ask an algorithm question, and some days you get lucky and you get it right, some days you don't. Yeah, if you don't know anything, if you really can't comprehend, then you'll never pass that. But there's other avenues to get into the companies through project management or some other bullshit that will get you in, even if you can't pass those tests. And normally you can't get as high, you know, you start with a higher salary in the tech world if you are an engineer. But you can, you know, if you play some politics games, you can get to a way higher paid salary than an engineer, as long as you're charismatic and able to, I don't know, work your way up the ladder. Yeah, right. So again, and zooming back out to the original point, so these tech companies don't actually generate profit. They don't, you know, the market does not accept them. The natural market, but the government pays them through inflation. That's how the whole thing is funded, which is pretty much there's a, you know, I don't know the exact technical details, but more or less there's a some sort of SQL database somewhere that registers how much money every person has. And I believe that there's multiple ways to inject the SQL database to give yourself more money. And a few companies, you know, as long as they're following certain rules, they're allowed to modify the monetary supply. And so it's not just, you know, one conspiratorial group. I think that there's a couple that have control of this database, and they can, yeah, issue currency at will. And so these are the thieves. These are the birds that come in and take from, you know, unsuspecting prey that are the real people that sustain the economy. So this is the big problem. If, you know, you're listening to this towards the day of when I'm going to release this podcast, you might be thinking, you know, the modern problem is like vaccine mandates or something like that, which are also bullshit. But that's just a symptom of the hallucination of the United States government. And to fight this hallucination, the best thing you can do is call it out for what it is. A lot of people are so deeply hypnotized by all the propaganda, the signal, you know, it's mostly self-inflicted, but there's also a group of evil psychopaths that know what's going on, and they actively increase and boost the signal of the USG. That's what we'll call the United States government, the hallucination, for the remainder of this podcast, the USG. So become familiar with that term and you'll see it. It's a signal, actually, for people who understand what the fuck is going on to some, you know, minuscule degree. So yeah, we'll stick with that term, the USG. And yeah, so you need to be calling out the USG for what it is, if you understand the message that I'm broadcasting. Because I believe that it's possible to get out of this nightmare. I don't think it's likely, and I don't have much hope for it. And I've kind of based my life on assuming that it will not go away. And in a selfish manner, I have secured a location outside of the territory controlled by the USG hallucination. And I will continue to do so. But at the same time, I'm very interested in destroying the USG. Destroying the hallucination of the government, and of any government anywhere in the world. The USG is just the local problem that I'm aware of. However, a USG exists in just about every inch of the map, of the world map. This hallucination is so strong. And this is the fight of our time, to end the hallucination. I think I'm going to wrap up this podcast with that the fight of our time is to end the USG hallucination. On the next podcast, I'm going to go towards Bitcoin, towards talking about Bitcoin, because I believe that algorithm created by Satoshi Nakamoto is more or less a signal or a messaging system that is able to break through the mind virus of the USG, because the USG's tool that it uses to continue the hallucination is this database, this distributed database. They also have a distributed database called the United States dollar. And the reason why Bitcoin can infect and destroy the hallucination is something that I will talk about on the next show. So I hope you enjoyed this cast, my first podcast. I welcome any comments on my blog, ztkfg.com. And I do not have a date yet for the next release where I talk about how Bitcoin can destroy the hallucination, but it's coming soon, and maybe I'll even change the topic. I just will record whatever I'm thinking of on the day that I record it, related to the message of freedom. So thank you.